If we ever had a family movie, it's probably that one about how 9/11 was an inside job.
And I looked over at him, and he looked over at me with his whiskey, and he goes, "When boys were bloody men."
Give him a call. And he's like, "Yeah, I'm in Ohio." And he said it so casually. He said it like, "Yeah, I'm going to be a little late. I'm just going to need to go to Canada real quick."
Fuck you, Dad!
It's Fuck You, Dad, everybody. Welcome back. Beginning of season two, we're going to fire off an election episode, because that shit just happened this weekend.
That was pretty wild. It kind of felt like the whole country just sort of like safely arrived in the driveway after 4 years of drunk driving.
Like that moment when you pull in and you're like, "God damn right. God." Because the whole time you've been telling yourself, like, it's fine, I'm okay to drive, even though you know you're not okay to drive. And then the second you pull in, you're like, "God, I'm drunk as fuck." Like, you just admit to yourself that you're hammered, but you're safe.
That's what it felt like when the Pennsylvania came in. It was like, "Whoa, we're home free." It really felt like the cops were tailing us the entire time until Pennsylvania came in. And it was like, you can't.
Tuesday night definitely was. I kind of liked the whole experience.
Brutal.
Because it was a total roller coaster. It was a real, like, sports moment.
Yeah.
Because Tuesday, first of all, this is the last election I am drinking and getting high for. I'm not doing that for another election.
Oh, absolutely. That wasn't really a drinking election. This wasn't a drinking election. This was like a mainlining.
Yeah. Because
especially after the first night. I remember texting you and you're like, "I can't handle this."
Because we started drinking and we thought it would be fun to like watch the Joe Rogan thing.
Right. You're like, "Well, that's going to be a blue wave."
Yeah. It was stupid because we thought it was going to be like 2016. Like, we're just going to get hammered and celebrate.
Yeah.
And so we're drinking, right. And, you know, shit starts coming in, and you're like, "Man, this does not look good." And he won Florida, like,
great.
Immediately. Yeah. I was like, "Oh, this is going to be a long night."
Oh, this is going to the fourth quarter for sure. Yeah. No, it was terrifying to say that. I mean, I knew about it because I knew that it was like a red mirage. Like, his supporters were supposed to come out on election day, and then all the mail-in votes came in. So I knew that could be a possibility ahead of time. But when I saw that,
coming in, and you're like, "Man."
And then it's still just scary after all this. It's like, we got thousands of people dead, and then he was just, you know, just he would go out and have rallies. Dance to the YMCA, and 70 million people were like, "Yeah, give me another four of that. Give me another four of that." So
it
was,
I saw it as like this, like the nation right now, because of the pandemic and everything, like for this metaphor, it's a bad acid trip. We took some acid 4 years ago, and now we're like not feeling good about it. And a lot of the country wants to take two more tabs. They're just like, "Fuck it, let's just go deeper into the trip, and we'll come out the other side."
Yeah,
and the
really.
Rest of us are like, "Let's go to a dark room with some calm music, fucking relax for a second."
Yeah, rest of us are like, "Let's call our parents and sober up."
You know, that's what Trump would be. Then, it would be another two hits of acid. Which what I was trying.
Trump would be a whole other sheet, dude. Trump would be. I don't even, if there was four Marias, it would be like, "All right, everyone I know is getting corona, and I'm leaving the country."
I honestly think
it's like, it's just time to go.
Somebody would have came, I feel like. Like, so the United States, or I almost said the United States, the United Kingdom, France. Yeah, I don't know, somebody.
That'd be great if the UK is like, we're taking you back. We're taking you back. You had a nice little 300 year run, but this is...
We actually exited from
it's
Europe.
It's like letting the kid kind of have the house.
Yeah.
When you're on vacation and he like set it on fire and you're like, "Yeah, we knew it. We knew you couldn't handle it."
They left the European Union just to come here.
Hey, yeah. The crazy thing about 2020 is 2020 is so bad, I had to be, like, excited about Joe Biden, which is not a place I ever want to be as a human being.
Yeah, probably the most least excitable... Did you get scared?
Yeah.
I saw right before his acceptance speech or whatever, he started, like, doing this, like, jog down the aisle or whatever it is on the stage. I was like, "Dude, somebody fucking chill him out. He's like, we need him for another 90, 70 days or whatever."
Yeah, you can't.
How
you
about
can't,
you chill
you can't
with the running?
I think that was. I think that was another reason it was so close is because, like, it was just two old dudes. Like, I feel like if one of the candidates, like, if the Democratic candidate was someone who the American people looked at, they're like, he could comfortably handle a flight of stairs. Yeah. I think he would have at least won Florida. If it's like, oh, you know what? If push comes to shove, I think he could run a mile without being in the ICU. Like, that's...
Exactly.
Because it really is like we traded out old racist, like, angry grandpa for, like, nice but forgetful grandpa. Yeah. Like, he gives you money every time, but he calls you by your cousin's name the, like, entire visit. And you're like, well, he means well, but...
yeah, he's not really there. I wouldn't let him drive. You know?
No.
He could be in the car. But, you know. He could go to dinner.
Yeah.
I really like that Trump isn't... He's not ditching the character.
Admitting,
you know,
the results.
He's keeping in character.
He's committing.
Yeah.
I relate in that I haven't admitted that my career has failed for 5 years.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I can understand being in complete denial of reality.
Also,
that's what we're doing right now.
I've been there. After a bad set, I walk out of the club and I'm like, listen, if you listen.
The audience
is real. Yeah, if you listen to all the legal laughs in there, I killed. All right, I crushed.
Yeah. So these goddamn illegal laughs.
These fucking
weren't there. Yeah.
If you count the young, if you count the fucking young people in there, the young high people, I'm good. I'm a good comedian. I'm not just for laughs.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, it's such.
I want him to keep contesting. I want him to contest forever. I want it to be 2035.
I mean, that's what he's going. That's fully what he's going to do. He's gonna start a Patreon and just be talking about how he was all alive for the rest of his life. That's, you know, that's, if what, that's your hope. That's 100% going to happen.
This is how
he's going to give the most insane. If he's not going to concede, but he's going to give like some crazy speech where he just goes off for.
I can't wait. I can't fucking. Alex Jones should be there too. He should have Alex Jones behind him.
Oh, yeah. No, I think they're going to probably become roommates. I think Melania's going to leave him, and then he's going to become roommates with Alex Jones, and they're going to try to pitch it as a show to NBC, and that's probably what's going to happen.
I bet Melania voted for Biden.
Oh, 100%. If she somehow made it
if
out
she,
of her case.
Yeah. If she too. Figured out a way to like make it to a voting place or whatever.
I feel bad for her because, like, whenever someone asks her a question, she's like, do you know how many old dicks I had to suck to save my village in Slovenia? And someone's like, what Christmas decorations do you have? You're like, no, I sit on a throne. I literally, it's a pile of dicks from here to whatever Eastern European country she crawled out of. And... I mean, it's really, that's like an American hero story.
That is the American dream. She moves over here with nothing but her face, and now she is the first lady of the United States and doesn't even want it. That's the most American
shit. Lived in the White House
shit.
And also probably hated the White House.
Dude, did you hear
the White House was like a
downgrade. Did you hear the recording of her talking about Christmas?
Yeah, where she was like snottily shitting on, she's like, who the fuck care about Christmas? Christmas, I don't understand Christmas.
But if you're her, you're like, what the fuck is Christmas?
Country.
People give you gifts for no reason? That's my fucking life. Why would I give a shit about Christmas?
Yeah, yeah.
that God, recording made me love her. I was in love with Melania that whole time. Because you know how awesome it would be if you heard Michelle Obama say that? Like, I would, anybody. Just being a real
Christmas.
Person and not being like, well, you know, the White House is a very respectable place and it's going to look great for the holiday season. Yeah. Just to be like, fuck Christmas.
Yeah.
This is bullshit. I came over here to suck dick and not work a day in my life and I'm decorating for a holiday I don't give a fuck about. I love it. But yeah, dude, I want Trump to be contesting this thing until it's 2035 and he's like, old as shit, like in an electric wheelchair on dialysis, and he's just in a courtroom all of the votes for Joe Biden, they're all mail-in, the Democrats, and they're like, you're in the lobby, sir, you're not even in the courtroom, like, there's no case.
It's essentially what he's doing right now. Yeah, I hate to see. I imagine he's just sitting in his room listening to Green Day. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. Like, on repeat. Hope you had the time. Oh, he's like watching his rallies as a single tear came down his eye. He's like, da 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 da. And it just cuts to people with, like, AR-15s.
It's going to be crazy because he's going to start his own news network. And I just want to, I can't wait to see the commercials that are going to be on that network.
Oh my God. The Trump News Network, like, what the fuck would they even be? It's just
dick pills and fucking frozen steaks that you can buy off of Amazon.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's been a crazy time. I'm glad Joe Biden won, but you know, I don't know.
Not the most exciting for
We're
sure.
We're still not going to get health care. Like,
no, but that's not even on the table. No. Hey, we might get a higher minimum wage if they literally go fight tooth and nail for it, which they probably will. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But at least we're under the leadership of a less funny sex offender. That's
yeah, there
what's going
you
on.
Go.
But did you also hear the possible news about this new vaccine?
Curious timing. I hate to be that guy. Well, but you know.
But I'm honestly more scared of the vaccine than COVID, because hear me out. When the vaccine comes, people are going to want results from my life again.
Now
during COVID, I'm killing it. Do you understand? I got healthcare. I got a girlfriend. I'm the Great Gatsby of COVID. But like, as soon as life gets back to normal, I got to dodge questions about like going back to school. Like, shit becomes a nightmare again.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
As soon as I saw that, actually ruined my day. I was like, I got to break in and burn this vaccine so I can just keep watching Netflix for the next year.
It's crazy that we're trying to push. Like, the vaccine should take a long time. Like, I don't know why people are so excited
right.
to take this thing. Like, we can't even make, like, I saw it today, we can't even make a PlayStation 5 without it fucking up immediately. You know what I'm saying? Like, the PlayStations are on fire, the Xboxes are on fire. Why am I going to get a fucking vaccine immediately? It's going to turn me into, I don't know. Who knows?
I mean, but what could it turn you into that's worse than you are right now? Because, I mean, let's be honest here, Nick. I mean, let's.
That's true. It could be. It could be.
Look, I don't know what it'll turn me into. It's like worse. I mean, if it makes you any worse, at least you're like eligible for disability, which is a win in our
it
game.
It might. Okay? Yeah, that's true. So, like, give me a birth defect. I might get stage time.
Anymore.
Actually,
yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah. You get a special. So. It's crazy times for sure. We're also, it's kind of the worst port of Corona so far. So it feels like all the other quarantining this year was just practicing for game day. It's like, here it is.
Yeah.
Here's the big day.
Yeah. Because it is worse than it was at the start, but everyone's just kind
of
like,
thing.
But we gotta.
Everyone's kind of over it. Everyone's kind of over it. Yeah. But it's like the worst. In South Dakota, I think if you're on your deathbed but you're not that sick, you have to like help the other patients essentially.
You're a nurse.
So it,
congratulations,
yeah,
okay. COVID-19
now so.
Comes with a nursing degree. You actually get to go to the hospital.
Yeah, you gotta,
and
yeah,
and
you
work
gotta try.
On people.
Hey, yeah. You're only coughing a little bit. Can you help me put in this too? I mean, that's literally what it's. I think
gotten
the
a lot
tip
of people
for quarantine fatigue is when. You just got to let the depression set in, and then you're good. Because then you don't want to do anything else. Because then you're like, fuck, all I want to do is stay in. So just let it in. Let it help you out. Let the depression come over you. And you'd be like, actually, staying inside, not talking to anybody, is the shit. That's my favorite thing to do. And if you need help, just watch the news. Think about how we're fundamentally screwed on every level.
Oh, yeah. Keep thinking about that.
In. And then, yeah. And then you're good to go. Ice cream's your friend. Salt's your friend. Carbs your friend. Embrace it.
You do like get you're rewarded socially for sitting on your ass and getting delivery food. Just take advantage of it.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be hopefully the only time in our lives where you're actually able to just completely fuck off for a year. So that's what I mean. I'm just trying to embrace that the most and say that I was helping curb the plague. Well, you insensitive assholes, we're getting dressed and going out.
I don't get you. That's you hit it right. You hit it right on the head though, because I don't even feel like going out. Like if somebody said right now, like, "Hey, do
no,
you want?"
That's how I the vaccine freaked me out because I was like, "What? I have to put on real pants again? I have to go back to work? I have to go work on my dream? Fuck that! Fuck that! It made me overwhelmed. I was like, man, I'm getting takeout this Friday. I've been looking forward to it since Tuesday. That's the plan. That's all I got in the calendar.
I love that
we do this podcast.
This is also like, this sounds like almost like an anti-vaxxer baby. Like when you're a baby, like 6 months, you're like, what are you doing poking with me? I don't want to contribute. Don't poke me with shit. I don't want to be healthy. I just want to be a baby my whole life. Come on. I'm here sucking tits. Yeah. This is a good life.
That's what it is. I work from home doing the most mediocre, boring shit there is. I plow through that for 8 hours. Then I'm good to go. Then I binge watch stuff.
My job is so shit, I have to stop myself from complaining because it's so shit. Because I caught myself today because I was like, man, I got to do 30 things today. And that what that means is I have to copy and paste 30 things.
No, I mean, we don't have real jobs. Andrew Yang's right. I mean, it literally, if someone with a technical degree has like an extra cup of coffee in the morning, they could just automate away what we're doing that day, and we're done.
Oh yeah,
we have nothing. We have technically our funniness, which hasn't been successful so far in the monetization game. that's kind of it. Besides the basic data entry skills that really any middle school keyboarding student can kind of bring to the
table.
Dude,
if our IT guy took some Adderall, my job's gone. So it's close.
He could be like, no, you can automate this in a second. I mean, yeah, no.
So yeah, it's scary times.
It's
scary times.
It's scary because there is things with COVID I never expected I would have to deal with. Like I'm working in here from my girlfriend's house, and she lives in the basement of her parents' house, and her dad also works garden apartment. We also work near her dad, and I never thought that I would know what the sound of my girlfriend's dad's shits sound like. But I could pick them out of a lineup. Like, I think I've heard her dad's shit more than I've heard my dad's actual voice in the last calendar year. Like, it's just completely insane. That's a level of closeness
that
I
is
think
close.
I'd ever achieve with a girlfriend's
I like
family.
The idea
yeah.
of him, like, kind of, because you guys are two, you know, men in the house, and he kind of gets competitive about that. So he really, like, he's in there just... Yeah, fuck you, Kenyon. You
no,
hear
he's
that?
Yeah, he's like trying. He's like
yeah,
trying
that's
to send
how
a message.
Man shits.
Yeah, he's like fucking. Yeah, only someone who leaves brown trails in the toilet can date my daughter. Goddamn it, an actual man.
Why don't you clog it once in a while, you pussy?
Yeah, pussy, you bitch. Yeah. No, it really is. It's kind of like an office that I just sit near someone I don't talk to and makes more money than me. So it's kind of like the good old days.
There you go. My parents right now are quarantining in Australia because my dad's there.
That's how bad it is. Like, they're on another continent trying to take care of
Yeah, they
it.
Fucked
that's
off.
How bad the U.S. Which, normally, Australia is like a scary place, right? Like, every animal's venomous and knows how to throw knives or whatever, and that's when you're like, I'm going to go over there.
Yeah,
relax.
It's like...
Like, that's how you can
every
tell.
Animal that's on Australia acts like they've been in prison for the last 10 years, and then they just come out and they're like, I'm ready to fuck some shit up, bro. But they're quarantining. I mean, to us it sounds crazy, but that's how their country has been. They had like 6 COVID cases yesterday or something. But when they flew over there, they're in a hotel room with no balcony.
Oh, they have to quarantine as soon as you get there.
As soon as you get there, you get like shuttled to a room, no balcony, no kitchen. And it's just a hotel room, and they're like, you cannot leave for 2 weeks. You get room service, and there's an exercise bike. And so it's just my parents in a hotel room for 2 weeks, can't leave, can't do nothing. And my
mom... Are you worried that this will be the end of their marriage?
Oh, that's what... Because my mom FaceTimes me
because you told me that you had a Zoom call with your family... And they were in two separate rooms. So if the 2 weeks together gonna really break? Are we talking 2 Christmases from here on out? Is what I'm saying.
It's putting two negative magnets, you know, in one room, and they're just gonna fucking battle it out. So my mom FaceTimes me while she's in a fight with my dad, in a mid fight with my dad, but doesn't want to stop fighting, but wants to talk to me just like a normal catch up conversation. She's like, "Hey Nick, how are you doing?" And then she turns to my dad like, "I told you I didn't want the tiramisu, and you still ordered it. It's $12. I don't need a tiramisu anyway." I hope that everything's going well with you. And I'm like, just don't call me until you're out. I can't handle you guys together. It's weird.
That's kind of how every office Zoom meeting feels right now. We're in the midst of such conflict, but everyone's trying to be normal. Like, it'll just be like, "Yeah, I had a good week." And you just see like bombs exploding outside their door. They're like, "I really cleaned the apartment. Things are good." Like, it's that everyone's just trying to be calm in the chaos kind of thing.
Yeah, so my sister, this is kind of funny thing. My sister got, my sister got COVID, right?
Yeah. Hilarious.
Pretty funny.
real knee slapper, yeah.
And so my mom goes, "Yeah, Nick." So my mom's telling me the news. She goes, "Yeah, Nick, Emma got coronavirus, and it's not good." I said, "Oh, my God. Like, is she... like, do I need to come down to North Carolina?" And my mom goes, "Yeah, it's really not good." And I was like, "Really? You really think I need to come down? Like, it's really bad?" And my mom was like, "Yeah, she just is really tired and can't get out of bed." And I was like, "Mom, the virus kills people, okay? Not good is in the ground. You can't be like, she's not good. She can't stop blowing her nose." She's
kind of bummed out today. Yeah,
that's how much of a mom my mom is.
She's not good. She didn't feel like going to the gym this morning. That's like, yeah. You're like, "Mom, that's how I feel every day.
I don't want to get out of bed.
And I'm in the peak of my life, God damn it."
I think she gets off. She loves...
She's kind of winded.
Yeah, she loves, like, making people scared, because I think she likes seeing how much, you know, I care.
Oh, the adrenaline.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she likes seeing me being like, "Oh my God, my sister's about to die.
Panic. Yeah.
And she's like, "Yeah, look at him care about something. This is wild."
This is interesting. Now let's take this and apply this to college. Let's take this energy towards a 401k. Yeah. That's insane. That's a pretty mom thing to do.
She's a very mom.
She's freaking out.
Yeah, she's not doing well, Nick, at all. She's watched a whole season without leaving her bed. I don't know what she's going to do.
Like, that is what just the weekend is now. That's just a good weekend. It's just what
it is. She's not on a ventilator? Okay, cool. Gotcha.
Yeah, you're killing it. That just should be how every conversation is. "Hey, you're not in a ventilator? Then you're fine." Then you're killing it in 2020. "You have a job? Welcome. You're in the 1%. That's it. That's why I love this era. Is it just the most basic things you have to do, and you're like, "Oh, I'm kind of..."
Yeah, that's true. I'm surprised I still have my job, to be honest.
Hey, you and me both. It's really a miracle. It's just someone's not paying that much attention. I don't know. It's kind of like I have my job the same way like Donald Trump has the presidency. You just sort of fake some confidence and kind of win it.
Yeah, yeah. That's part of, like... I get why I hate him. Like, he's not good and he makes me scared every day. But there's part of all of us in him. He is the ultimate American. He's fat. He eats fast food. He lied in it to get into a position that he shouldn't
he's
really
greedy,
be getting.
He's racist. No, he's the American flag should just be like a photo of his face.
Honestly,
I mean, literally. I mean, he is the most American man that's ever, like, a cartoonish creature from hell. Like, if you put everything that went wrong in America in a blender, he would just pop out and start talking about how he's the greatest human that's ever lived. Yeah, we've all met a Trump before. It's just we didn't meet that guy with who was born into $400 million.
Exactly.
Like, there's other I've met other Trumps in my life who are like annoying white suburban kids who live at their mom's house and they're on SoundCloud. And then they have the confidence to, like, say the N-word, but they're white, and they talk about how they're going to pop off any sec. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I've met that. There's several Trumps you'll meet in your life. But this was like, we took one, and we just gave him $400 million from the start. He bankrupted a casino, literally impossible.
I don't know how you do that.
Ruin your life. I don't know. just put his name on a plane, put his name on Skyscraper, and then went to the press. Like, he literally had, like, just a binge around everything a person could do.
And now he is where he is, tweeting conspiracies, yeah. Which I'm a conspiracy guy. This is the thing. It's like, I love conspiracies, big conspiracy guy, but yeah. You got to do the documentary first and then the lawsuits. You can't.
Also, what kind of conspiracy is it that they overpowered you to take your presidency but lost the House? So they wanted to have the presidency but also lose multiple seats, so it was like
and
a battle all the whole time.
How many people are in on it? Because they just keep throwing states in, and it's like, this is a mega operation we're talking about. Hundreds and hundreds of people are in on it.
Hundreds of, our 5 million popular vote.
Yeah.
That's how many people would have to be in on it. So it's just call it a day. But again, in the same way that we're like, well, actually, if you count the bookers who legally like me, I'm killing it. I've argued similar arguments.
Yeah, no, we've all been there. And if you voted for Trump, listen, I wouldn't be worried. You know, nothing good that, you know, the libs want to happen is going to happen. No one's going to get health care. Weed isn't going to get legalized. You know?
Yeah. Well, now it's in half the country. The progressive bastion of Montana and South Dakota legalized weed, so who knows?
South Dakota legalizing weed is pretty huge. My friend got a weed ticket there a couple of years ago.
It's pretty wild, man. It's like arguably the only thing that unites Americans is their desire to get fucked up. I think that's like all that's left.
That's true.
If you put that on a ticket, that might be, honestly, if you're, yeah, if it was like people that are against like the Green New Deal and healthcare, if you're like, we'll legalize weed, you could do it, you know, and butt chugging in bars, all 50 states.
Yes.
100%.
We should allow, but do they not allow butt chugging in bars?
I have to imagine it's frowned upon. I have to imagine it's not a, they're not advocating for it.
The butt chug special. You get a free beer if you butt chug your
first
one.
That sounds like something that'd be at like a bar in North Carolina for sure.
Hell yeah. Butt chug your first beer, you get
a free
one.
If you get
one.
Test
I'd
positive for COVID. Yeah. Yeah. That's what it's like right now. Back at NC, you test positive for COVID. They make you chug a beer and then shoot a gun. That's what they do. Say, hell yeah, buddy. Welcome to the team.
Yeah, Florida, if you get COVID, you get a tax write-off, I think. You just fucking, you win.
Yeah. You should get a free ticket to Disney World.
Yeah, you get a baby alligator. a ticket to Disney World. Give it to some kids.
Oh, you're already immune. What are you worried about?
I wonder if Mickey Mouse, does Mickey Mouse have like a mask on and shit? Like on his mascot thing?
I imagine the employee who's like dying of heat stroke on the inside is safe from the corona if you have layers of that thing.
I meant the actual character though, you know, just for political reasons.
That'd be pretty dark. That seems like a photo for them all, like kids' characters with the masks on. Seems like they should. That'd be another nice addition.
Normalize it. Did you see Oregon's new drug policy?
Yeah. That was so funny because in Illinois, we couldn't even pass like a fair tax thing where me and a billionaire pay different tax rates. And then Oregon was like, yeah, heroin's legal. Let it slide.
Well, it's decriminalized. So if you get caught doing heroin, which I'm imagining would be pretty difficult to get caught. Although I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you're probably you don't tend to have a lot of energy to run and stuff. You're just asleep.
If you get
on
found,
a park bench, seems like the easiest thing to
it's
be.
A,
yeah.
It's a $100 charge, or you go to rehab, which sounds like I'm about to go to Oregon and get free rehab. Get off this weed.
It's like ticket to get your life.
Yeah,
together.
Exactly. Let me just go to Oregon, buy a bag of coke, get caught doing coke, and then go to rehab for free.
So you just basically have like a nice uncle give you a stern talking.
Yeah,
to. That's what decriminalization is. He's like, hey buddy, I just want to have a chat.
What's going on? Which is honestly,
yeah.
If there
wait,
100%, if there are
yeah,
two ways for me, like better. If I'm using coke as an example, right? You're doing a bunch of coke. What's gonna make you stop? Like somebody, like a cop being like, hey, stop doing that, or like a nice guy in a sweater being like, what's wrong? I think.
It's, you know, just like a thousand.
Yeah, just
Flanders.
Being like, "Are you okay?" And then being like, "No, no, I'm not."
Yeah.
I think.
You know what you should try? You know, Mitt, maybe you should try injecting some acceptance into yourself. That would take care of some of this.
But good for them, man. I think that's a cool thing to do. I hope it works. If it doesn't work, sure. It's going to look real stupid.
It worked in Portugal. Worked in other. Yeah, it'd be great if like literally everyone in Oregon was on heroin. They like weren't able to do anything. It was like other people like triple over each other.
Yeah, it's going to look really stupid if it doesn't work. And then the mayor's also just like fucking strung out and just being like, "Nah, it's a good city. It's a good time."
It's fine. They have, like, just enough energy to fully legalize it in the next election. Next proposition is just for, like, Nirvana to be playing 24/7 on all loudspeakers.
Comfortably Numb is just blasting through the whole state. Yeah. That's so funny. Yeah,
in all of Nevada, in all of Oregon, which is lying on the goddamn ground.
I don't know. I'm glad it's over, and I hope that I can go back to, like, not giving a shit, but it's not looking that way with coronavirus. Like, it's looking like we're going to have to keep
giving a shit.
No, it looks
like we can't tune out. This is the worst of it. Right? It is so funny that it's the worst of it, and it's like, and the president has said, leave me, and he's just crying in his room about, like, the election. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, thousands of people are dying, and it's like, but Fox News doesn't love me as much anymore. Like, it's just... The level of narcissism is just insane.
I really wish I knew like a neoconservative. I don't know any, to be honest. But somebody, there's got to be so many people who are fractured right now who are like, I love Trump and I love Fox News and I don't know what to do. Like, they got to be so fucking confused. They're like,
my mind be telling me yes. And then they look at Fox News and it's like, my body be telling me no. Yeah, I mean, that's... Do you know how many people's brains Fox News is just hooked up to, like, as they're like, you do the thinking for me, and they watch like Tucker Carlson's like fun white supremacy hour or whatever every Wednesday, and it's like when they were like, he won, they're like, but the Twitter, and they're like, it's gonna cause people to short circuit, their heads are literally gonna explode.
And I love all these videos of people being like, look at these, are ballots, can you believe it? And it's like, I've never paid attention to an election, so I don't know.
Right.
I don't know if it's shady or if it's not shady. I wouldn't be surprised if it's shady, because we do shit all over the world. Like, we fuck up elections all over for fun, just so it can get us subsidies on corn tortillas.
Yeah. But true. But I mean, it is like... I mean, they've lost like 12 lawsuits.
Oh no, I'm not.
They have like actually no evidence. Yeah, I mean, it's actually almost funny to see them in court, because they're like, well, some guy said this, and they're like, yeah, you what someone said on 4chan is not conclusive
evidence.
They're
quoting like Twitter trolls, like at 420, your mom's ass isn't a credible source for fraud.
Yeah,
but We watch the fraud happen. Like you said, the tax thing in Illinois. Like, they don't create fraud in the voting, but the bullshit is done in like the advertising, like and the naming of it was
the wording on the bill when you had to. I mean, this is so niche, no one listening will know. But like, when you voted, it wasn't like, hey, the bill that gives you more money. It should have been called more money for you bill. It was like, would you want to vote for the Second Amendment to be added to this legislation? I had to like reread it. I'm like, I think. And I'm like, yes, that's what I want. So they did it pretty smartly, where they were just like, it seems like too much work, dumb poor, dumb peasant. Don't you just want to click no on this?
It was called something like,
go back to sleep.
Like the more taxes for like you, dumb asshole law. And then it was like, Do you want part 2 of Article 3 to be enacted? And then you're like, no, I don't know. And then later on you reveal that, you know, rich people paid like $65 million in advertising and shit like that to make sure that.
Americans just need to stop believing themselves. That's the problem, is everyone thinks that at 60, they're going to pull through and start a business and become a millionaire. And you got to just start accepting That's just not going to happen, right? So you got to fight for your station in life right now, because this is probably going to hover somewhere around where you're at. So maybe try to have like a decent life with like healthcare and fair wages.
Here's what people need to realize: like we have, at best, I could be a local regional headliner. But I'm just trying to make some money.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to have an HBO special. I'm not going to have an HBO special.
No.
I'm not going to have a Netflix special. I'm not going to be famous. No. But I want to make some money so that I can die not in a hospital. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right. But we're just trying to have enough on Patreon that we're like late on the rent, but we still could pay the rent. That's all we're asking for. And we still have roommates. Well into our 30s, but like that level of success is.
But they'll be cool.
We're comfortable shooting with. Yeah. That's the dream. That's the sad part. That's the dream. I would actually fall asleep easier at night if I accomplished like a mediocre level of my highest dream, which was being a famous successful comedian. Now it's like no one's really heard of him, but he's got like 100. He's got like 1,000 people on Patreon that fuck with him. And you know what I
That's
mean?
That's all I need.
I could like I can afford to splurge it like Mariano's every other week, sort of. That's kind of the level of success.
You could get
like
grocery,
a blue collar
hot bar lunch once a week.
If I could do that with being funny, die
if
happy.
I could get
literally that's
if
what
I could
we're...
get frozen orange chicken once a week for being funny, I'm a fucking happy man.
Oh, we're done. Oh yeah. You'd shoot me in the back of the head at the end of when I'm purchasing it.
It's like I'm Lenny from of Mice and Men taking care of the rabbits.
Yeah. That's what someone's going to have to do to me in all this. No, you got a Netflix special, Kenny. It's all working out. Yep. Yep, everyone in high school that didn't like you, they're there. Buying tickets. It's all going to happen, buddy.
And you're like, and my closer's good? Yeah, and your closer's good, buddy. It kills, buddy.
Single tear running down the eye.
Hey, guys, you just listened to another episode of Fuck You, Dad. If you could follow us on our Instagram, which is FCKYOUDAD podcast. That's the important one. We also have a Twitter account, which is FCKYOUDADPODCA1. If you could follow that. Also, please submit any father stories that you have that you'd like us to make fun of, laugh at, or share. Shoot that to our Instagram DMs. And if you could please go ahead and rate the podcast, share the podcast with your friends and family that might enjoy it. And keep listening. Thank you so much.